This is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to Faith Radio Mornings.
You can hear us live weekdays starting at 6 a.m., and you can check out highlights of our show at any time on myfaithradio.com.
Are you teaching your kids how to handle money? Well, if you're not, you want to stay tuned because John and Kendra Smiley have some great tips for us on how to help teach them correctly about what the Bible has to say about how we handle our finances. We'll be chatting with them in just one moment.
And speaking of money, yeah. We don't like to talk about money necessarily, but we are a listener-supported station, and our spring fundraiser starts in 6 days. Our goal is to raise the remaining $230,000 of our budget need. And so we're just asking you to pray about how you can be a part of meeting that need. Again, totally listener supported. You don't hear the commercials that you hear everywhere else on the air. And we just want to keep this ministry going strong and being able to share the messages that we do on Faith Radio. So you can give ahead of time, too, and just help us kind of launch into just taking a big bite out of that $230,000. You can do that by going online to myfaithradio.com and click on the support tab. And giving there is safe and secure, and it just takes a couple moments of your time. So thank you for that, or you can call 877-933-2484 and press 3, and you'll be put right into the donation line. So thank you for praying, and thank you for giving.
We appreciate your partnership in our ministry here at Faith Radio. It's 7:40 right now, and we welcome back to our show John and Kendra Smiley. They are parenting experts. They've authored several books on parenting, our regular guests of our show here. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good morning.
Good. Well, I love this post because it's timely. You know, our kids are seeing us deal with taxes right now, and my wife and I are not getting a refund, I'll put it that way. And they heard us have a little discussion recently about balancing the budget and how, you know, a little extra expense is going to play in. But it's more important to actually have discussions with our kids about money, you're saying in your latest post, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you can start as soon as they start to understand that every time they go to McDonald's, it costs them a little bit of money.
Well, and especially if your kids are getting like a little bit of an allowance or something like that, I think you can really drive it home by having them maybe pay for a portion of that just so they see how quickly that money can go.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when our kids were young and we occasionally, they would mention, hey, let's go to McDonald's, and they were little guys. And I'd say, well, Mom doesn't have any money. And they'd say, well, just write a check. And now, you know what? Moms and dads can't even use the I don't have any money. The kids go through the ATM. Use your credit card. I'm not sure that's been such a good change in our monetary system.
Yeah. It's a great time right now to be talking about money, as what you said in the beginning about your share coming up. And that's a wonderful thing. A lot of positive things can happen with like a share with a Christian radio station like yours, and that is for parents to model how they're using their money and to teach kids about tithing. There are so many positive things that can happen that parents can use that as a way to teach kids about money.
Our kids didn't actually get an allowance because they had another way they could make money. Living on a farm and actually having their grandpa down the road a piece, they used to help him with the, well, we had hogs for a while, and then he had a cow-calf operation for quite a while. And when they'd go to auction, I can still remember they'd go to auction, and here'd be this 4-year-old with his grandpa, and the auctioneer would look at me and say, see that little boy up there? This is his cow, or this is his calf. Oh, my gosh, it brought way
nice.
More than it should have.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good tactic.
Blonde-haired boy. Anyway, well, what happened then was these boys, no matter what money came into their hands, they, unless it was a gift from their grandma at Christmas, they learned that 10% of it was a tithe. Whether it was a dollar they got, you know, for picking up walnuts in the yard and 10 cents went somewhere, or whether it was $300 they got from selling an animal. And teaching that at an early age, it's so much easier to give 10 cents when you've earned a dollar than it is to think, wow, $30? That's a lot of money.
Right. And the other thing that I think you can piggyback on with that is partnering with a Christian ministry such as yours in teaching kids, okay, we're giving to this, teaching about tithe, as Kendra said, and then the partnership that's available and teaching kids about that, you know, we don't have the resources to have a radio station that broadcasts all over and helps people with problems and presents Jesus, but we can partner with a radio station like you guys, and how that money, how a little bit of money with a lot of people can go a long way. And so, again, perfect timing for a discussion like this.
Yeah, sounds like we're already getting excited about share, doesn't it?
I think so. Yeah, right. I'm glad you guys are going to be on with us. You're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll try to remember some things to say that we haven't already said.
Well, and we've seen some very touching examples of kids just walking into the station with their little baggie of coins, or sometimes even their piggy bank, and they just come and they'll dump it out and they'll just say, you know, we heard you talking about this and we love listening, and so we thought it was important to give. And that just really always puts a catch in my throat. It's like, wow, they understand what is important. And you guys talk a lot in your post about where to draw the line in like spending money and the things that kids want versus need.
Right.
Talk a little bit. How do you draw that line? You know, here they're giving, but how do you draw the line in spending?
Well, you know, some kids would want lots of things that aren't needs. And I think the first thing is try to help your kids understand what's the difference between a want and a need. And I can still remember our youngest son, I don't know how old he was, but I remember him saying to me one day, we need another TV. And for some reason, I just fell off the ledge when I heard that. I got very, very loud and I said, we do not need another TV. We need food, clothing, shelter. And actually, I hate to say this, but I left out the most important thing. I should have yelled, we need Jesus. But, you know, the kids don't understand. He wanted, and I know why he wanted it. He had two older brothers who can completely control what everyone was watching.
He wanted his own.
Exactly. But helping kids, and you know what? It's okay to have things you want, but that's where you get your kids involved by having skin in the game.
Right, and I think the other thing that parents can do is, and a lot of times we fall into this as parents, and that is just giving kids whatever they ask for. And I think that starts at a very early age with just little guys, little gals, and all of a sudden parents are just lavishing multiple gifts on kids. And then as they grow a little bit older, they ask for something, and as mom and dad, if we have the resources, we just go out and get it for them. And that's not teaching them, the responsibility of, you know, as Kendra said, what are wants, what are needs, and having that discussion.
Yeah, good point. We're talking with John and Kendra Smiley here at Faith Radio and Faith Radio Mornings. Teaching Kids About Money is their latest post, and you can follow along on our website, myfaithradio.com. If you go there, myfaithradio.com, scroll down, and in the center section, you'll see the Your Life section. Theirs is the first post, Teaching Kids About Money. Check it out at myfaithradio.com. We'll continue our conversation with John and Kendra in just 2 minutes at 7:46 here on Faith Radio Mornings. Stay tuned. To get along, though, we know that our faith comes first. It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Money is a resource that God has blessed us with that we use, of course, and give to others to help out. We're talking about money today and how to teach our kids about it from a biblical perspective. John and Kendra Smiley are our guests. They've written numerous books on parenting and have some great insight when it comes to this.
Guys, you're talking about in your blog post, it's a good idea for kids to have skin in the game when it comes to purchasing a want. Give us a little bit more on that.
Well, let's say the kids want a pair of jeans. They're getting ready for, some summer, some jean shorts. They're really looking at them, and they're really nice. And you say, well, here's how much I'm willing to pay on that because you need a new pair of shorts, and here's what, you know, we mom and dad think is reasonable to invest in a pair of shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say we're about $20 short, which makes me sort of cringe thinking that, and I'm not saying that parents are only investing a dollar here. And so then you say, so if you want those jeans, then how much money have you saved that you can put toward those jeans? When our kids earned money, 10% went to a tithe. They were three boys that said, ooh, do I have to go shopping? So it was never a big deal about their clothing. They had a certain amount that was their discretionary money, though, just like kids need. They need that so they can learn to make good decisions. And then they actually had a certain percentage that they put away for college from the time they started earning money. So helping them understand how that things cost money, part of that way is having skin in the game.
Right, and I think part of that goes, too, like Kendra said, basically she was saying that maybe the the child wants something more than like designer jean shorts or whatever. And so it's more than what the parents, you know, the basic need for a new pair of jean shorts. And so, you know, as that child looks at that, the other thing that that teaches them is not to take a loan out against, well, you know, I'll borrow that from you, mom and dad, and then pay it back. No. Mm-hmm. When you make the money, when you get the extra, I think Kendra said $20, it might be $10, whatever it is, then we can go get those jean shorts that you want. And that teaches multiple things. It teaches them that, you know, you wait until you have the money and then pay for it, which is totally unheard of. And
which
with credit cards. And,
wait,
and
what?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. But it's a very, very good thing to teach kids in the beginning. So they have a basis for that. Then obviously they are going to be better using credit cards. They're going to understand that more. They're going to be better at a checking account. And when they hear things like, you know, with the government, with the way the country's going today, being so far in debt, they can start learning about that at an early age and how bad that is. And it's not a good thing to do.
Well, and you guys raised three boys, so you were kind of spared the whole prom dress thing. So let me tell you about prom dresses and what they cost. Yeah, Ted, you need to listen because prom dresses are now like financing a wedding.
What?
Yeah. The dresses are outrageous. The prices are horrible. And so that's I think this is a really great point when it comes to a prom dress.
Can I tell you an amazing example? We did not raise any girls. Thank you, Jesus. No. I mean, girls would probably be fun to raise, too.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah. But anyway, we have a teenage girl who lives with us just about every weekend. She's been declared an independent as she registered for college. So you can tell her family really provides no support. Mm. And she got to go to prom last year. And so she went out a couple weekends ago to look for a prom dress. She's been invited by a young man. And she came home and said, they're just all too much money. I'm going to add a sash to what I wore last year. Whoa.
Wow.
She has unfortunately learned the hard way that, boy, if you can make do, that means you have a little more, two more nickels to rub together.
Right, and I think that's a great, you know, with prom dresses being a small fortune, and that's a great teachable time for parents with girls and to look at, you know, what's important here and what kind of resources do we have and, you know, does the dress make the girl? And, you know, so many things can be taught there that, we want you to be pretty, but there's no need to be in competition with some other girl. You know, if they spend $800, we have to spend $1,000 or whatever that is. But it is an absolute wonderful, you know, wonderful time to have that conversation so that they do start learning.
Yeah, and I don't want any of the people that listen to you that sell prom dresses to, like, come write bad emails
right,
to you.
Right,
not necessarily against it. Really just talking about, in this case, that was a very wise decision for her because she very much has a difficult time with earning money.
Right, and I think a lot of times it's not the daughter in this case. It may be the parents who are wanting, you know, to compete with the other girls. We've seen this, you know, with other parents that raise daughters. And we realize, golly, this is not the daughter that's requesting this, you know, extravagant dress. This is the parents who are, you know, in some type of competition with other girls. So I think a lot of times in that kind of situation, we need to do, as Kendra and I say, take sodium pentothal, have a little truth serum here, and, you know, see what's really behind a decision.
Yeah, right. It can get dicey there. It's John and Kendra Smiley joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings. We're talking about teaching kids about money, and links to their website and their many books that they have as good resources are available at our website, myfaithradio.com. I love the Bible verse you've put behind this whole topic on the post at myfaithradio.com. Hebrews 13:5, you're quoting from the Message. Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have. Since God assured us, I'll never let you down, never walk off and leave you. It's such a good starting point for us as we enter into this discussion and think about modeling what it means to manage our finances well. How does giving play into that verse as well?
Oh, well, you know, what a wonderful thing when you have the opportunity to be a part, let's just say, of a bigger ministry, something bigger than you are, which is that exactly what your listeners are going to get that opportunity to do next week, you know, to be a part of something that's reaching out into people's lives, and that's a part of giving.
Right, and the teaching of giving from a biblical perspective, you know, the Bible tells us to give and you will receive, you know, and in other words, that whole attitude of giving and how that works. And the other thing that is, and I think money is an incredible thing because, and this is my opinion, I think in a worldly sense, money is the biggest thing that takes the place of God. And so if as parents we can understand or we can help our kids understand that giving helps us not let money control our lives.
Right.
It's very important. I've heard people say, you know, if you want to see what you think about money, just take a look at a person's checkbook and see how much of a giver they are. And if you're not doing too much giving, then probably money's got a hold of you. And we don't want our kids to fall into that rut of money getting a hold of them because there's so much in the world's eyes, like I said, and again, it's my opinion, but I think that money takes the place of God in a lot of instances because money says that it can do so many things that God says that he will provide.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really living out the first part of that verse, too. Like it says, don't be obsessed with getting more material things. You put giving first, and then it kind of sets the rest of your priorities. Appreciate that thought.
Yeah.
And we only have about a moment here, about a minute left. Talk about modeling real quick, too, because how we talk and act, again, it's what we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. And the kids are always watching. It's not so much what we say, it's what we do. And they should see you writing those checks to your local church. They should see you giving. They should see the fact that you go through the store and you go, oh, that is a gorgeous purse. You know what? I'm going to ponder that. Because if you walk away from a purchase and think about it a day, I don't know what the exact statistics are, but the odds are you're going to realize, that was a want, not a need. And they'll learn then to do that too, to think about it. Is it something we need?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, nice and necessary. Those two things. good words. Hey, thanks so much, and blessings to you. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deal.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, you guys. We've been talking with John and Kendra Smiley, and if you'd like to hear this interview again or share it, you can find it all at myfaithradio.com under Faith Radio Mornings.